Testing this piece.
Hello?
Yay! Oh, okay, sounds clear. It sounds louder and clear. How about me? Do I sound good?
Yeah, you sound good.
Yay! You sound like you're in like a studio or hallway or something, but it sounds really good.
Okay, yeah. I'm in my house. I just moved in. It's nothing in there. It's nothing here.
Yes! This time, last time, you were not there, and you are now.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes,
and I feel like I've arrived.
You have, and you have worked for it. You deserve every bit of it.
Listen, I got space, Cam. I have space.
And it sounds like you have space.
Yes, I do. I have lots of space now, and I'm so excited. I cannot wait to set everything up for our podcast and stuff.
I can't wait. Oh, exciting. This is the transition. Go ahead, finish your thought.
I said, this is the transition.
Yes. Yeah. So it's funny you say that because London was like my youngest daughter. She was like, mom, she came to my room. She was like, you're more, what did she say? You're more available now. And I was like, what do you mean by that? She was like, you're not gone a lot. She said, she said, something's different about you. And okay. I was like, oh my gosh. So I just thought about what you say. You was like, Cam, you've been moving a lot, like, you know, like spiritually. So I thought to myself, like, she was basically saying I've been more present. And okay. I didn't even know that I was more present. But looking back at all like the work I've been doing and releasing, and it does make sense why I'm more like present and not so like out there in the spiritual world.
Right. Trying to figure it out.
Find it out.
I know.
That's crazy I didn't even know that. I wasn't even paying attention, but that's crazy that she noticed the difference. So
that's amazing. I'm glad to hear that.
So we're on a series. And we're unpacking
me physically.
Yes.
Us spiritually.
Oh my God. That's so serendipity that you're physically unpacking and we're over here talking about spiritual unpacking and how my journey has been about unpacking. This is just cool.
I'm so excited about it though. It's something about moving that is like physically and spiritually, because like we discovered, this is a move. This is of God.
Yes.
To be honest. So it's like, okay, God, which way are we moving? What direction are we going?
And so
we're right here now to unpack that. That's my God.
And I feel lighter, like,
amen.
I'm mentally lighter, even though I text you all day.
Okay.
Every day. I feel like spiritually lighter mentally. Like I literally feel that. I was sharing that earlier, like the things that you were pointing out to me about my own blocks or my own whatever. I didn't even know that they were blocks. I thought that was like what I was supposed to like keep, you know.
I didn't even know that
those were the things in my own way. I thought those were just shields. Like, this is going to protect me against like the future instances. And you were basically saying like, no, Cam, like what you're doing, you are setting yourself up. You're already saying that you're going to be hurt. So you're setting yourself up more to receive that more. Yes. And I was like, oh my God, I did not, totally clueless of that. Just
And just, speaking on that though, yeah. Cam, because yeah. so many people do it. I did it myself and yeah. my unpacking, and it's just like you don't sit and realize how we make these scenarios up
yeah.
in our heads. And yeah. then with those scenarios become walls.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm not yeah. going to tolerate that. Because as a woman, yeah. I deserve to be treated like yeah. this. And this, yeah, yeah, this yeah. is true. You are.
Yeah.
But when you're unpacking and you're allowing God to use you, mm-hmm. you're allowing him to use you on all levels.
Yeah.
So in that mist of unpacking, like, okay, mm-hmm. what does that look like? Like,
yeah.
what
yeah.
does it look like to literally be vulnerable, to be open, to be yeah. even hurt, even yeah. if the instances yeah. is hurt, right?
Yeah.
How do I yeah. be open to that? That ain't right. what God want for me. That
right.
ain't.
Oh.
Because we think God is like Santa Claus. Like, exactly. here you go.
Exactly.
Only good things, only good mm-hmm. things. And some things that feels uncomfortable or yes. not good
yeah.
don't mean they're not good for us.
Right.
That's yeah. what we haven't came to understand. Like
yeah.
some things that we go through our encounter in life
mm-hmm.
can be good for
mm-hmm.
our life.
Mm-hmm.
It's our perspective and how yeah. we receive it
absolutely.
From God.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely. No. You're good. Absolutely. And I was thinking too, it's because I like to dissect stuff from the root.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking a lot of our I'll just say for me, and I'll whoever it speaks to, it speaks to, but just for okay. me, how my unpacking of trusting and where I think we were going to talk about truth.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what we were saying last night. Was that
yes.
what we were saying? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
It's interesting because like when I think about truth, my original experience with God, when I first started this journey, was that God was showing me his truth about me and that yeah. I had to unpack, or really not necessarily me do it on my own, but really trust what God was showing me what to unpack.
Exactly. How
that
about you
was,
speak on that right
yeah.
there alone? That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Because we don't sit back and try to understand what he wants us
yes.
to unpack.
Yes. That took a minute for me.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, okay, so the reason why it took a minute for me is because I didn't, looking back now, I know, but I didn't unpack my habits as a child. So my habits as a child of surviving or of not afraid of being hurt, I put up these
yeah.
walls as a child.
Yeah.
And so my way of surviving in life was based out of that truth.
Yeah.
It was based out of that understanding. And that part of me had to die on,
yeah.
on the journey when God took over. Like when I had that encounter and God revealed to me his truth about me,
yeah.
there was this part of me that was like, oh my God. So all of that truth that I had used to help me survive or cope through life, like, you mean that I'm not going to use any of that? Like, wait,
right.
like, whoa. Okay.
Right.
So that took a minute because I didn't fully release that. I was like,
correct.
Whoa. Like, no, God, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
like, wait a second.
Right.
You've told me about my journey. You've told me that my life was a complete mess and you've intervened into my heart. You've told me the
yes.
truth about me and you told me what is going to happen, what's going to happen in the future. But now you're telling me to let go of these things that I have used to protect me.
Yeah.
And I don't know you on that level.
Yeah.
So I still kept picking up my truth for years.
Right.
And
right.
on this journey, like, okay, God, I hear you, but I'm still going to pick up my truth. And so
right.
I started slowly unpacking those truths, like slowly
uh-huh.
releasing and letting go of the need to survive, of me being defensive, of me, I'm gonna get you before you get me, of all of that.
Yes.
I had to really
yes.
sit with myself and be triggered by all of it.
Yes, because you will. You gonna be triggered over and over and over until you understand what the trigger is.
Oh my God. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And I, for a long time, I thought it was other people.
Right.
It was like, no, they're hurting me. You right. know, the kids right. in school are hurting me.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
My relatives are the ones that are hurting yeah. me. Like, yeah. like, no, I need to defend myself from these people yes. who I claim to trust. But no, oh, yeah. I need to guard myself.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a moment of it worked for the time being, because I wasn't fully aware why I was feeling like I was dying on the inside and why yeah. I was feeling like I couldn't exhale for a long time. And I was just like, no, I have to keep this wall up because this is all that I know.
Right.
And this is what I've been hurt before by people who I love. So I have to keep my truth of keeping my fist up.
Right.
And it became my own destruction. It just became yes. my own destruction. And so it was literally a matter of me. I was playing tug of war with God, in a sense of like, I was juggling it. That's what I was doing. I was holding on to my truth. And then I was like, God, your truth is like really, really heavy right now. Meaning the weight of it is overpowering my truth.
Yes.
But it's like, but this is all that I know. So wait, like, hold on a second. Like, yeah. I don't know you like that yet. Like, hold right. on a second. And it was like, the power of God felt more like when God's truth intervened into my life, it felt like a ocean wave. Like, uh-huh. I'm about to wash all this away if yeah. you let me.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, I'm going to take one layer off little by little. And then it was like, okay, I'm going to put the layer back on because I got hurt again. And yeah. then I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to take this. Okay, I'm going to take the layer off a little bit. Okay, no, halfway. No, I'm going to put it back.
Yeah.
That's literally how it was for a while.
Yeah.
And I got tired of myself. And you helped me. You really did help me on the journey, because I really had to unpack that thing. There were so many different strongholds that I had within myself. So I had the experiences that I had of a child that made me uh-huh. feel that's where it starts. I think that's where it starts for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That foundation of where they feel they have to be defensive. And they yes. carry that in yes. in like life. And so
yes.
that was me. So when I got to that place of like fully accepting God's truth for my life, I recognized the root of the reason why I didn't want to let go was I was still holding on to my childhood experiences, the foundation yeah. of who I yeah. thought I was. I thought that was the truth of me, and that wasn't.
Right.
And so it was like, well, who is the truth of me? God, I hear you, but how do I walk that out? And it was like, I had to release the how.
Yes.
Because even the how was so heavy.
Yes.
Because it was yes. still control. Like,
exactly. What? You're still trying to yes. figure it out. It's not for you
yes.
to physically figure out for yes. you to walk through
yes.
and understand. Yeah.
And I had to be okay with that.
Yeah.
And I'm at the position now where I'm okay with it, in a sense yes. of releasing and like releasing that load. Like, I'm okay with it. Wow.
Yes. Yes. Because sometimes it can be like a tug of war
mm-hmm.
with God. And mm-hmm. and the one thing that's what I love about God is he's so patient with us.
Yeah.
So he's not gonna fight back and forth with us. So
right.
he's gonna allow us to go in these circles yeah. for as long as you want to yeah. until you're so sick that you're ready to die, because
yeah.
a lot of people get to that point where they get so sick where they die because mm-hmm. they can't let go, mm-hmm. they can't figure it out, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. have to have control.
Yeah.
And when you relinquish that control and allow him, you then mm-hmm. get the fullness of God. Like yeah. you receive his fullness.
Yeah.
I know for me, it was easy. Like it was easy letting go, like you would say. If letting go was a person,
yes,
it'll be me.
Yes.
And that's only because I chose in my journey to trust him in the very beginning. Definitely. And it wasn't out of, oh, I just believe in you. This is it. Mm-hmm. It was the complete opposite. Okay. It was because I didn't know him. I didn't believe in him. Mm-hmm. And if they said as much as I believe that he is, let me test him. Let me see what this guy is about. This Jesus that walked the earth. I need to know who he is, right?
Wow.
So that's what, for me, how my trust came about and trusting it, because it's like, okay, when all else fails, I'm gonna lean on you.
Yeah.
Like, what you, well, all right, God, this is on you. Like, I'm not taking no full control. And that's how I chose to move forward in my journey, is trusting him that way, to see, like, okay, I'm gonna test you. Okay, you want me to go apologize? I'm about to go apologize and see what happens.
So
in doing that, I thought I was testing him and he was testing me.
Yeah.
And it just built so much trust that nothing could break that, right?
That's huge. So
when I got to the pit of my journey, it was like, okay, God. Now stuff is coming up from my childhood that I'm like, oh no. And you know, my walls that I built while I was coming through had to come down. And that's when I was faced with like the reality of like, no, it's me, you know, like me, like you said, I used to blame people. Yeah. Like they're this, they're so mean. There's this. And it's like, I don't like your people. And it's like, the one thing you have to do is love God's people. Right.
Yeah.
And I would tell God that. I would have these conversations like, God, how am I gonna love your people? They're evil. Yeah. They're nasty. Yeah. I don't like them. And I would like keep say to myself and just, you know, do my own thing until he really opened my eyes to see it's your love for people that would release all of this off of you.
Yeah.
And so I started to forgive people that hurt me so deeply. And I learned how to guard my heart.
Yeah.
But not in the way of building a wall.
Yeah.
In the way of loving people to an extent of like, I will do anything that is needed of me. And I'm going to be my genuine godly self.
Yeah.
And God will, and listen to God when he tells me, no, don't go that way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got myself to that place with him to understand how to guard my heart and not guard it by how I wanted to guard it, but how he feels for me to guard it. Because he's in all of us.
Yeah.
So he shows us and he leads us all and he will definitely reveal to us all what we need to do and what direction we need to go.
Yeah.
So you have those that will say, what does that look like? How do I get to that point? It's literally just listening to that very thing that you don't want to do, that you must do.
Yeah. I did not know that I was stubborn. I did not know.
Girl, I knew I was born that way.
I did not know. I promise you. I equated just my lack of understanding. Like, I didn't understand. So I was like, I don't understand. This is what I know. So this is what I'm working with right now. And even though God would tell me the truth, I'm like, God, it's not that I don't believe. It's not, oh, here it was. It's not that I don't hear you, God. I hear you clearly. I know your voice. I don't understand. Oh, I was like, I want to understand. So it went from me, God, I want to know the how. I was for a long time. I was like, I want to know how. And I was holding on to that control. Now that I released that, because I don't want it anymore. Yeah. Now I'm in the place of, God, I don't want to know the how. I just trust. I don't want to know.
Just do the do. Yes, that's
I don't want to know the how. I just trust. And so, I really, I go back to I really put a lot of emphasis on my understanding as a child. As a child, I was a sensitive child, but also I did not feel safe. I just remember not feeling safe.
Yeah.
And so I believe I went through that experience for a reason. I went through my life as a child not feeling safe. Yeah. So I always felt God with me. I always, like I've shared before, like no one, it was interesting. I remember hearing the stories about Jesus, but it was like no one had to really like sell me on the story. Like yeah. It was something that I was automatically compelled by the love of God and what the stories that Jesus did. I was like, dang, this is dope. Like I felt that I was a part of that. I don't know what that meant. Okay. I don't know if God had put that in me, but it was something that didn't seem foreign to me as a child. Like it made okay. sense. Like I was like, okay. these stories about Jesus, how he's forgiving people, how he's turning the cheek, how he's telling folks how like Amazing. To be adamant and be purposeful about life and yeah. how he was humble and how he was baptized by John the Baptist. Like this yeah. is like, I'm loving this story. Like it was nothing that people had to, it was like a no brainer for me is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But the disconnection that I did have was I knew that Jesus loved me. I knew that I had that connection. I always knew I had that connection. So maybe that's what got me to this point. As I'm actually talking it out right now, but I'm thinking about the physical people in my life. That's what I'm talking about. The physical people in my life, I didn't feel safe with them.
Uh-huh.
It felt as though I had to be okay for myself,
uh-huh.
if that makes sense. So when I think about my environment, the people around me always seemed like they were scared.
Hmm.
And so I was like, oh my God, these people are scared. And I understand. So it's like, who do I go to? Okay, right. I just go to me and God. But there was this connection with physical people, like trusting people. And like, I was always like stepping on eggshells as a child. Like, I don't know, like something's gonna right. happen. It was just always that throughout life. So it's very interesting. I believe that part of me that I used, that shell part of me, that survival part of me, that was the part that I believe God was saying, that's in your way, that has to die.
Yeah.
That part of you that you felt that you needed to survive, you know, in the environment, that part of you that felt the fear from, you know, the people in your life, that fear that you felt from them and you didn't feel safe around them, like you use your fear tactics to uh-huh. like guard yourself because you didn't feel safe. So am I making sense? I'm talking about the whole like background story of my psychology part, but does that make sense of what I'm saying?
Yes, it totally makes sense.
Yeah. So like physical people, it was hard. And then so there was a disconnection I had of trusting God or relying on God's truth because okay. I didn't think that it could apply for me because I hadn't seen it in anyone else's life.
Right.
And all that I had conjured up in my mind was, I know God loves me. I know Jesus loves me. I love these stories. You don't have to win me over on it. But the only thing is like, this isn't really helping me in this environment that I'm in. Like, I have to use my own survival tactics to feel safe because I don't feel safe with these people around me. So, yeah. So that part of me had to die.
Yes.
And that was the part that I didn't know that I built all these fences up to,
wow,
yeah, to guard me and to protect me. So when that's the thing that God was, as I'm saying, God was real detailed about my life, boy, just that intervention that I had. Like, I thought God, when I had my intervention with God on that, you know, I shared it on the previous podcast, but when I cried out to God and God told me who I was and who I was not, uh-huh, and all those fences that I had up that, and they were coming down, I didn't know the application of it. Like,
yeah,
I didn't know he was gonna, that I didn't know anything about that. So that was a, wow, complete, that was a complete, what is it, 180, 360? Yes,
360.
Total. And I could not, I literally could not pick it back up again.
Wow.
If I think about like those like wizard stories, like when they go into the door and they open the secret door and then they,
yeah,
close the door behind them and they try to go back. That's what it felt like. When I tried to go back, I couldn't. So it was like, I was like standing by the door, like, okay, God, like,
oh, wow,
I don't know. Open the next doorway. I don't know. Wait. That's it. That's how it was. So that part of me had to die in order to see the full manifestation of that and really understand that and walk through that.
Amen. That's for, yeah, sure. It's for sure, yeah, something that has to die within us all. Yeah. But it's a choice we have to want to make in the next level in process in unpacking and in your journey. So
yeah.
That, yeah, is so true.
Yeah. Because I can't tell you how many times on this journey I have picked back, you know, I've picked back up my, what is it when you try to tear down with the you try to tear down a wall with the, what is it? Not a barricade, but crowbar. When you try, you try to take it down with the crowbar, right?
Well, right.
I think about like my dad, because he used to do construction working. Aww. And so he used to tear down, like, you know, tear down walls. And sometimes he would have the little crowbar. So that's me. That's me. That, right, was me. Like,
right,
my crowbar, it was hard because I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand. And, yeah, like you were saying, God's patient with us all individually.
Yes.
You know, and collectively. So, yeah, I trust that. I am at the place where I literally trust that voice. And I'm so glad. Like, I actually do it. And I'm so glad. And I'm patient with myself, too. Because there are, yeah, times that I have to pause. Like, God will tell, yeah, me. And I'll be like, wait, okay. And I have to allow her to suppress or, yes, subside. And then I move forward. But I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad you're here, too. I'm glad I'm here. Because, yeah, it wasn't easy for me, as you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy for me either. And I thank you for helping me get as far as I am in my journey. Because I don't think I would have had as much patience,
yeah,
as I would just seeing you and how patient you are. Mm. Amazing. It all helps. But in all, being truthful with yourself is key. Like, we it's so easy for us to point the finger at someone else.
Oh yeah.
And never really look at the real deep down, yeah, gutted,
yeah,
reasons why,
yeah,
we're where we are, why we're frustrated.
Yeah.
I know we do the analogy of that mirror, but it's so evident in your life, like being, yeah, able to look in that mirror and see yourself and not point the finger. Like, when you're pointing the finger, no, at somebody, look in that mirror,
yeah,
and check yourself first.
Oh man.
And clean your mirror first, and then you can move, yeah, on. And
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yay. I totally agree. And then for me, looking at that mirror, and God shows me, and I'm like, whoa, I didn't know.
Right.
And having you be transparent with me helps as well.
Oh, my God.
Because there are things that I didn't know. And I was like, what? So wait, like I told you, I didn't know I was stubborn. I did not know that I was stubborn. But here was the thing, my wall, I understand why I was stubborn.
Right.
Like it is, Kennedy was like my oldest daughter. She was like, Mom, like you hear from God. Why are you? She could not get it. She was like, Mom, you hear from God. Why won't you listen and obey that?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, babe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I said, there are times. I said, it has, there is a part of me, of course, for me, looking at my mirror, my stubbornness was I was afraid. I was afraid. Like I said, that was my survival tactics was I can't rely on these people in my life as a little kid. So I'm afraid, even though I trust God, even though I know God, but I'm I only know to keep my arms over my chest while before I go to bed, because I gotta feel protected. This is what I know.
Right.
And so stepping into life, that's how I stepped into life. That's how I stepped into marriage. That's how I stepped into everything. And it was, that was just, that was it. And
listen.
Like I did not
listen.
I did not know that marriage does that. I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm not saying that it ain't right. I'm just saying I didn't know.
Yeah. I
didn't know that it will require you to be naked. Like,
don't we want to pick and choose how we want to be? No, I don't want to be naked. Oh, not full.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I was ready for that.
Yeah.
I was ready for it, but I didn't know at the same time. Does that make sense? Like I was, I've always been the type of person to want change for the good, but I didn't know what it required of me. I didn't know what it required of me as an individual, just as a God's child. What God saw in me and my willingness to trust that and allow that to come forth.
Correct.
That's what God has shown me in marriage. It has. And I did not know the vulnerability of that and what that looked like. It was just like, whoa.
But imagine going through a marriage and not knowing what that looks like. Imagine that, because of course a lot of us have been through those type of relationships where we haven't seen our own mirror and to know what that looked like, and our relationships went to crap. They went they went down because when you can't see your own, I don't want to say it, but your own you in for a rude awakening, because now you're carrying all these baggage that you want somebody else to unpack and deal with. And they're looking at you like you are crazy. You lost your mind and I don't want no parts of you.
Yeah.
And you're sitting over here like, oh, your mirror is not foggy, it's not dirty. And you got it all together, right?
Yeah.
Because you may have not did what they did.
Right.
But like my bishop used to say, you did do what you did. Oh,
so, absolutely. Listen, I ain't got no stones to throw.
None, right? No. But in those moments, we think we do.
Yeah.
And those moments, it's like we're so validated. We're so excusing.
I'm a great person.
Yes. There's no flaw. Women are no, there's no flaw in a woman.
Yeah. I work
that's
hard.
How we, yeah. That's how I'm we loyal. Used to think. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm very loyal.
Yes. You ain't gonna find somebody else like exactly like me.
No, you
And that's too, that's what also that demon had to go had to be destroyed.
Yes.
Because that started, Larry, for me, the whole princess thing when I was a little girl, the whole pedestal thing. It's amazing. Okay. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that that's a trick of the enemy too, or just like this huge illusion, because, you know, as a child, okay, so I was the only girl and people were waiting for me. Like, yeah. This is what I heard growing up. Like, people were, I was waiting for you to come. Oh, and when you finally came, you were calm, you were quiet, you were pretty, you had this long, beautiful hair, you was your dad's little, only a little girl. Then I had these older brothers who, like, used to, the stairs, they used to carry me down the stairs because they didn't want me to walk down the stairs, right?
Oh, wow.
And so I have that, right? I have that in my head, right? I'm a princess, you know, and I remember sitting on the car, in the car seat, in the back of the seat, and I used to spread my dress, and I used to tell my brothers, you can't sit on my dress. So I have that, right?
And I love
it. So then we got, as I grow, then to have the conversation about sex and about God and about Christianity. And then they teach you, wait till you get married, right? So I stand firm on that. I got that as, okay, I'm adding more bricks. So like, okay, right. So, and people think I'm a nice person and I can sing well. And I'm getting she's so pretty. She's so quiet. Mm-hmm. She's so meek. She's the calm of the storm, calm in the storm. She's not like the rest of everybody. So I'm hearing all of this, right? So,
yes.
And I obey God and I love God. Yes. So all of this pomp and stance of like, I'm a good person. I've never stolen. I've never all of this. And so all of that I carry into unconsciously. I don't think that I'm being prideful. I don't think that's pride. Uh-huh. This is what's been planted in me. This is what I believe. Like, I should be rewarded for having good virtue. I should be rewarded for a certain, like, I should have this, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you.
You're
the problem.
Yeah.
I have the better upbringing than you.
Yes.
I don't have the problem. Okay, I have some issues, but
I'm minor. Fine.
Okay, like, so like minor. Literally tell me what's wrong with me. Tell me what's wrong. You can't even tell me.
Right.
All of that.
Yes.
All of that. And so it was like, God is like, that's all of that is pride. All of that is not who you are.
That's not who I designed you to be.
Not at all.
We put these beliefs and understanding in our head what God designed us to be. It's none of that.
Yeah.
It's none of that.
Oh my God. And I said, what, God? Like, that's pride. That's pride? That's not a sense of confidence in yourself? No. That's not confidence. That's not a sense of self-esteem? No.
No.
That's not your true identity in me. What? Okay, so what do I do with it? You let it go.
You let it go.
I'm like, okay. But, you know, wait. No, I have a reason to keep that up because ain't nobody going to run over me. Yeah. Okay, keep holding that. And you're
see
going
how far
to be alone and bitter.
Yes. That's where it takes you. Alone and bitter.
And bitter. In your own mirror, fussing at your thinking that you fussing at the people that you think hurt you or that you think mistreated you. Talk to myself. And you in your own mirror giving all your accolades, all the but I'm okay. How is that working out for you? Because clearly all you doing is just pumping up something that ain't even real. That ain't even real. It's false. So what you gonna do, sis? You gonna let it go and we gonna trust God? And I say, you know what? This is heavy. And to be honest with you, I've carried this in my heart for a very long time and I never felt free.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I never felt free. I felt that I had to carry this image in all of that. Because I thought that was me. Yeah. I thought that was it. And it's like, no, it's not. Even the defense mechanism, that's not you. So just let that go and follow
let
me.
Let it go. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm here and I'm grateful. And I see it myself, my former self, in other women.
Yes.
And, you know, I see how it shows up in their lives because I've seen how it's shown up in my life. Yeah. And I think that, like you were saying a while back, like a person has to be ready for that.
Yes.
A person has to want to choose that.
Yes.
And that's just what I think that's the freedom that God wants us to have, but we got to be willing to let that part of us go.
Yes, we definitely do.
And so that might take you being embarrassed. It might take you letting go of some friends. It might take you letting go of this image of how you think people have viewed you. You might have to let that go.
Might. You will have to.
Oh, absolutely.
You will have to let it all go.
Yeah.
All the embarrassment, all the hurt, all the guilt, all the shame.
Yeah.
What else? Anything that you hold on to and feel like it was validated because they should have never, the people that crossed you, ruined you, lied on you, cheated on you, all that, you have to let go.
Oh my God.
To be able to receive the fullness of God.
Yeah.
You'll never receive him, nor would you ever fully hear from him until you are willing to let all that junk go.
Yeah. And that's exactly when I was on the journey of letting go. I didn't fully let go of what God told me to let go of. Last year on the journey was like the start of letting go. Like, oh my God, okay, I have to let go. But it's like, but no, I have to keep this. No, you got to let that go as well. Yes. And that took some time for me. And the why it took some time was because of my own walls that I felt that I had to keep based out of being hurt.
Correct.
And it's like, girl, you better let that go as well. You trying to be free, right? And I was like, whoa. So that took an everyday, daily decision because I think the mind is something else.
The mind is like they say, a terrible thing to wait.
Yeah. It's something else. And it's like, oh no. I literally have to talk to my mind now. Like, oh no. Yeah. I'm sorry. We not picking that back up again.
Yes. And that's so important that you spoke on that because we have to talk to our minds like that. Because it can take control of us because when we believe something, we go with that, you know, and we will make these stories up and these movies up in our head that it happened this way and that these were their intentions.
Yeah.
And we come into rage, anger, and just defeat. Like, you want to go and get them. And like,
I'm so glad. Oh my God. I'm so glad I got out the boat.
Yeah,
I am so, you don't understand. You do not understand how crippling that was for me. You know, but just being in my body, I'm glad I got out of the boat. It's such a freeing experience. Like you said something yesterday. You said something like, Cam, you want to be out. It's one thing to be out of whatever God has you out of and to not have an understanding. Uh-huh. And then you said, and then there's another thing to have an understanding and to not be out. You want to be out and you want to have an understanding.
Yes. Yes. Because it's too different.
Yeah.
There is too different.
Yeah.
You can understand something.
Yeah.
But you're not out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you want to get to that point where you can be out fully and have a full understanding while you're out. That's a whole totally different
freedom. And that's what I wanted. Oh my God. That's what, when I tell you I fought for that thing and like
you should. You deserve every bit of that.
Oh my God. I'm like, if all the hell I went through, I am not about to just stop midway between heaven and hell. If I went through all of that just to stay like mediocre or have little flashes of heaven,
No way.
You're not about to sprinkle me. I did not go through all of that just to be mediocre or just still hold on to. I gotta do, whatever I have to go through, whatever I have to accept, like in a sense of like peace or whatever it is, I'm willing to do it.
Same here. And that's the truth of the matter.
Yes. It's everything. It's everything. I understand why people don't though.
Yeah.
I really do. I understand. I understand it completely because I was that person. I understand it completely.
Same here.
I understand it completely, but there is another way and you can choose it whenever you decide. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So I think the best way to help other people, in my opinion, is just to live your truth, live God's truth for your life and fully. Cause I think that
cleaning your own mirror, because when you just focus on your mirror, and it's not like so many people say, I'm gonna focus on myself. Yes, in a sense. Yeah. But when you focus on just cleaning your own mirror, not even just yourself, just your own mirror.
Image, and that reflection helps too.
That's what I'm getting to, because it's that reflection that shines back, that shines on everyone else. Mm-hmm. So that's why your light should never dim.
Yeah.
Because when you walk in the room and you're shining bright, it's because you focus solely on your own image.
Yeah.
That the next person sees it and wants that and wants to change, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important for us as women and as gentlemen to focus on ourselves.
Yeah. It's everything. It really is everything. I think that's why God created relationships, in my opinion. I think that's God's opinion too. But I think like God created relationships for that, so that we can sharpen iron. Because if we were by ourselves or in a world by ourselves and we did not have anything to relate to, how could we grow? You know, you need that buffering, that thing that makes you uncomfortable. You need that reflection to show you.
Yeah.
So like when you see someone say, I don't know what happened, but can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So when you see yourself in your relationship, you that's exactly what it is. You're seeing yourself. So it's like you're in relationship with yourself, but you're always in relationship with yourself, but you also see yourself in your relationship.
Exactly.
So it's, I'm going to confidently say it's never them.
Yes.
Because you are responsible for you.
This is what
has been shown to me. And I was like, what? Like when you are in relationship, it's you, be it your husband, your soulmate, your wife, your mother.
This is so true. It's you because you can get out of that relationship whatever you want to come out of that relationship.
Yes.
If you know you and if you know you in that relationship, you know, in any relationship, like you said, with your parents, with your children, with a friend, a spouse, like you have to know you
And when you know you and your boundaries and like your love, like you don't need these walls.
You don't.
To keep people from knowing who you are. Like you don't need that.
Yeah. You don't need them. And I've understood myself through people, and I've also understood people in a sense of I don't judge them anymore. I used to judge them.
I did too. I was bad at that too.
But just seeing them through the eyes of like no judgment, it's like
it's a beautiful thing. It's freeing out of your mind, because now your mind don't have this playground to run tricks on you.
Now you see
people for who they are and what they bring to the table, no matter what they brought yesterday.
Yeah.
Today is a new day, and let's move forward.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. Do you have anything that you wanted to add before we
talk? No, I'm actually good with the truth, because laying it all out and handling it from there, taking that step one by one is where it's at.
Yeah, that's so good. And unfolding your arms slowly if you've been hurt before, or if that has been your survival tactics, if, you know, being defensive or being guarded like me, if that was your story, that's not who you are.
I just think it's a lot of people's story, Cam. I went through that. Girl, listen. When you're going through and you don't have the mental understanding to understand, like, it ain't about you or it's not against you, you take it offensive and everything hurts.
And so, everything hurts.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't, nobody can tell you or can say to you at that moment, can deter you from, like, oh, it's the other person, it's not me. Wherever you guys are out there in your walk of understanding and trying to just move forward in understanding what God has for you, please be open to looking within.
Looking at
your own mirror and accepting the hurt, accepting the pain, accepting all the shame and the abuse, even like if you may have even encountered being raped or anything of that necessity, like be open to receiving and accepting it so that you're able to move forward in your life fully.
And
go ahead, and
like you were saying, accepting, some people might think, well, I'm not going to accept that. I think I'm going to piggyback off of what you were saying, and accepting doesn't mean that it's okay. Accepting means you, for me, this is what it means for me, and you can say how it relates to you, because you're really good at explaining what acceptance means. But for me, accepting is not even attaching yourself to it, but accepting that that's what happened. And when you detach from it, like that is what I've learned what acceptance means. Like,
well, and then too, it's not the sense of something you did or didn't do right or wrong.
That's good.
That's why it happened.
Say that again. That's really good.
So it doesn't matter whether if it was right or if it happened to you, that's why you felt like, you know, like it's me and I'm wrong and I shouldn't do this. Yeah. And, you know, go on from there.
Yeah, so, that's so good. That's really, really good. Except I think for that, we could stay right there for a little bit, because that's just really good before we close. But like, because I have experience with like some people that I work with and on the healing journey, and they have had a rough time accepting what happened to them, accepting that they were abused as a child, accepting, you know, molestation or accepting, you know, any kind of hurt or where they didn't feel safe, or those memories in their body, the trauma in their body. And it's like, they're like, how could they have done that to me? And they're thinking, I can't accept that.
Exactly.
And that's not what we're saying.
Yeah.
That's not what we're saying. It's really more about, in a sense of, when you go on the journey, you will find that really, if you can step back through time, over time, you will be able to step back and be at a point in your life where you will look at it and recognize that if you choose, that it can all be used for your good, and that it was not in a sense of judging the experience, but rather looking at it from a standpoint of recognizing that it did not have its true effect on you. It may have caused you to make some improper choices. It may have caused you to even feel you had to harm yourself, right? But even in that even isn't the truth. That even isn't the truth of who you are.
No, but that's why it's so important of accepting the good and the bad that happened. Because I want to speak on accepting, because it's easy for us to accept, oh, I got an award, or I got my master's, or someone gave me a really nice gift. It's easy for me to accept that. I can't accept that this man who's losing his mind or outside of his mind or is struggling, whatever he's struggling with, hurt me.
Yeah.
Right? He hurt me, but it wasn't me. Right? Yeah. It was whatever he was dealing with.
Yes.
So accepting that he did that to me, I'm going to move forward in my life.
Yeah.
So that his issue and what he was dealing with did not fall onto me.
Yes.
And help me to move forward. That's my outlook of accepting.
That's so good.
To be able to move on through the hurt and through the pain. Because I'm not saying you are not going to feel the pain and you're not going to hurt, because you are. You're human.
Yeah.
But by all means, when you can get to the point of acceptance first.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of that hurt and pain won't be that baggage that's on your back that you have to carry for years, because you don't have to carry that. That's the baggage God wants you to say, baby, I sent my son for you.
Yes.
I sent him and he covered you. That's why he died on that cross for you, because of any sin that may come your way. It's covered by him, right? So that's why we have to believe that and understand that. And no, we don't have to carry nothing somebody brings our way.
No, you don't. You can fully trust.
Yes.
You can fully trust God's truth for your life. That almost made me cry, because I just felt somebody as you were talking.
Yes, just, I felt it too, Cam.
Yeah, like you literally spoke to someone's situation that was, they were dealing with a male figure who was... who had abused them, and they have held on to it for a very long time.
Male and female. For sure. Because we carry this. And I'm so passionate about it because I carried it for a long time. But because I started my journey so young, I thrive myself on trusting God and understanding where he wanted me, and not carrying too much that ain't for me to carry.
It ain't.
You know, it like, ain't. I want to experience this life he has for me now. I don't want to wait till I'm in my 50s and 60s to experience it. I want it now. And he told me I can have it now. And so I'm going to do the work and do the steps I need to take and get where I want to be in life. And that's solely on us, you know?
There could be just so much forgiveness and so much healing if we really understood that. You can, even if you're not in the space right now to understand that. If you're on the path of wanting to, it I'm telling you, like,
yes,
the reason why I say that is because I was her.
Yes.
And
I was her.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I was her. Yeah.
I Go was ahead. Her as well. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's not easy. It's not comfortable. I remember days, like, I can cry now thinking back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it happened to me, but I no longer carry it anymore. Yes, I remember that hurt. But I don't carry that hurt anymore.
My
it's
goodness.
Almost like it was a story that was in my past, and I don't have to live that no more.
And you don't.
And you don't.
And you don't.
You don't. And that's the life I'm choosing to live. It's a choice. At the end of the day, it's your choice.
It's
so
if
you don't like or accept what I'm saying about acceptance, that's your choice.
Yeah.
But believe me, I'm going to be lifted up. I'm going to be forgiven because I'm not going to carry that.
I can't.
I'm not going to carry that. It's not my weight. It's not my baggage to carry.
Oh, I tried.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord knows I tried.
Oh, yeah.
I'm strong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to carry this because I'm going to make sure this don't happen again.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. You repeating that. You're repeating it. Just
repeating it over let and it. Over again.
Just let it go.
Let it go. Give it to God. And people always say, because that was my biggest thing. How do you let it go? How do you give it to God?
Yeah.
It's
that was
so
me.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so easy. And I used to be like, I would be like stuck on it.
Yeah.
Like, wait, how do you do that? What do you do? Like, what's the
step?
I read the Bible? Like, do I go to church more?
Yeah.
Like, how do I do that? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. And it's literally let it go. Just
and then,
stop.
Yeah. Because you need, for me, I felt I needed to hold on to it.
Oh, yeah.
I felt I needed to hold on to it. I was like, wait, no, I need this in life. No, you don't. No.
For what?
No.
What do you need it for? It's what you have to ask yourself. What do you need it for? Why do I need to hold on to this?
Yeah.
This ain't my crap.
It's not.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. And then this is why, too, a lot of relationships end.
In
any relationship. Like,
it
ends because we have these beliefs and conditions on acceptance.
And expectations.
And
oh, my God.
It's like, I'm not going to accept that in my life. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And it's like, you are walking away from the one thing God may have placed in your life
absolutely
to teach you, to lead you, and to get you to that place.
Yes, that is definitely my story, and being willing to trust that. Being willing to trust that and keep trusting, even on the days when you're not having the best days, or when the days are cloudy, or when you don't understand. It's
you're going to have all those days. They may come back to back sometimes. They may come right after another. There was a time and period in my life where I lost almost 4 people back to back.
Yeah.
And these are 4 people that were very close to me. That was a part of my upbringing, right? So to lose that, I thought I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
But because where God had me positioned, he showed me and opened up my eyes to see that because their life ended, yours began, right? And it's like, I don't have to hold on to that hurt of them passing on, because whatever they had with God was not what I had with God.
Oh my God, you're not going to make me throw this phone.
I'm just saying, and I had to receive that and accept that, right? But I didn't want to, because one of them was my sister. One of them was my best friend. One of them was my uncle. Like, one of them was my auntie. So it's like, to be in this position and to lose, to feel like you lost so much, I had to change my way of thinking in that aspect, because it wasn't no more of losing.
Because
now I can't lose something I never had, right? They wasn't mine to lose. Those are God people. Like, so I now give all my loved ones to God.
Like now I allow him to dictate what's going to happen. So when it happened, I can receive it, you know, like, because this is his plan for our lives, not my plan for our lives. So it always like take me off guard sometimes when people are like, no, I want them to stay. They need to stay here for me. And they've been sick. And they the next thing out their mouth is like, they've just been struggling. They've been in so much pain for the last year or two. And I said, and I go, well, why would you want them to stay?
Yeah.
Why would you want that life for them? If that, if you love them that much, why would you want them to be here in so much pain and agony? And it's because of ourselves, our own. Thinking of like, we can't let them go. We can't do this. And
our perspective of ourselves.
Yes.
With God.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really what that is. Our perspective of life and our perspective of how we see ourselves with God. You know?
Yes. And you blame God. Like, how could you do this? How, why would you do this to me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. That's so good.
I'm saying, it's just, it's so many questions I had in regards to death and acceptance to where I'm at today, to help others to understand acceptance. You know, like, it's not the easiest thing, but it can be.
Yeah.
It's your choice. It's your choice. To want to change your mentality. It's your choice to want more out of life. It's your choice. It boils down to it being your choice.
Yeah.
Because and God gives us that ability. Oh my goodness. I can't stress that enough. And when we change our mind and our perspective on life, things just become brighter. Like you see things for what they truly are. Now I allow the birds to talk to me, the wind to speak to me. Like I can go out and just enjoy the mountains that I get to see every day, right? When before it was like I can't stand these mountains. Where's all, what do we need birds for? Like it's always negative, right? But when I chose to change my mind and understand, like, we all are connected. We all have a purpose on earth. And when you can receive that and accept that, things start to move a lot differently in your life.
It really, say that last part again.
When you can learn to accept the things that God has used and like created. So, like the birds, like we're all one. We're all connected. So, when we can receive that, you can receive everything that you need in life.
And everything that's for you, too.
Yes.
Without any conditions, expectations, because you don't need them.
No.
My story. You could just fully trust. You could just fully trust. I'm grateful.
Yes.
I'm grateful. I
Me
am.
Too.
And that's the
truth. Listen. And that's the truth.
And that's the truth. Oh, my, no, my journey wasn't no punk. I knew. Okay. Listen. Yes. Okay. I'm not negating the your walls and the struggle that happens along the way of stepping into that place that you're talking about. Because it's okay. And knowing that if you just are willing, and if you just continued, like you were saying, to keep choosing, you're going to see it. You're going to see it how God sees it. So it's just up to you to be willing to choose that path.
Because, you know, you go through life and you may go to church your whole life. And you may, you know, get counseling, you may, you know, get therapy, whatever it may be. But until you decide to really change your mentality and accept the things that may have encountered this far, you will never be able to move forward in life. And I speak that firmly because so many people always ask me, how do you do this? How do you do that?
And it's like accepting where I am, like wherever God has me.
Yeah, because that's good.
If he has me cleaning up trash, I'm going to be the best person at cleaning up this trash. Let me tell you. Because he got me here. Yeah. And I mean, I may not like it, but I'm going to be the best person at it.
Exactly.
Like, I may be like, this is some bull. Talking to myself as I'm doing it, but I'm going to make sure I show up and be the best at it. Mm-hmm. Because out of that brings about something totally different I didn't even see, right? And those moments are the moments of accepting that you have to encounter.
And for me, also, lastly, I would say, I keep saying lastly, but I keep saying it. It'd be so good. I would just say, don't be overwhelmed. For people who are listening, don't be so overwhelmed
for sure
by the, like, just be present right where you are. Start, because God works in the now.
Yeah. Right?
God works in the now. So be present for the now. Like, for 6 years, the journey of transformation for me started with one day at a time.
One day at a time.
It started with God's word, put it inside of me, what God told me, and then just one day at a time walking that out. And then God reveals over time more and more. And you're like, oh my God.
That's what it is, God. That's what it is. Wow.
Yeah.
So good.
Yep. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Be truthful to yourself.
Yeah.
And loving to yourself. Give yourself grace. Because God gives us grace daily.
Yeah. Yeah.
But be truthful in this journey and unpacking that truth. And what that looks like for you.
That's good. I love it. For me, I would say truth. God's truth for you is where it's at. God's truth for you may not be God's truth for somebody else. Sure. But God's truth for you specifically, even if you can just like speak your name right now, God's truth for you is God's truth for you, for nobody else but you, because that's how much God loves you. That's how much God sees you. That's how much God is going to be relentless after you. Like, that's how much God loves you. God's love is in you and for you and around you and beneath you, and you can't get away from it. So even if you run, even if you were like, "Nah, I'm about to do," like frustrated, all of that is okay. But still, at the end of the day, don't forget, don't get amnesia. You cannot avoid God's truth for you, and it's a matter of you choosing that.
Amen.
And that's it.
Yay! Thank you guys for listening.
Yes. And share. Yes. All right, y'all. All great. Right.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.